AM Montreal.
You are listening to CJLO News. A coalition of local groups say whoever leads Montreal's next government must change course on housing and homelessness. With campaigning underway for Montreal's municipal election, housing and homelessness has emerged as a key issue for the major parties. Leader of Project Montreal and mayoral candidate Luc Rabouin called housing and homelessness, quote, the big issue of the election, unquote. Multiple groups who work with unhoused people have put out a list of demands for candidates to consider during this election period. Under the umbrella group RAPSIM, the network for helping homeless people, a 20-point platform has been published focusing on accommodation, emergency services, health adaptation, and racial discrimination. Here is RAPSIM's communication organizer, Catherine Marcoux.
We have 20 demands. It's a lot, but we really think like that the city is able to act on homelessness, and not only the provincial government. We often think about the provincial government because they have the responsibility of health and housing. But the city also has a lot of responsibilities, and they can also implement some measures that cost nothing but can benefit the people experiencing homelessness and the community organizations that are helping them. The simple thing is that the city can reaffirm the right to the city of everybody, and that it doesn't depend on residential status. Just to make a declaration about that, to include people in decisions that concern them.
RAPSIM argues that some of the funds for the SPVM, Montreal's police force, could be redirected to more sensitive social services. Police are often the first point of contact for unhoused people due to metro loitering bans and the dismantling of encampments, a practice discouraged by Montreal's own public consultation report on homelessness. Here is Marcoux again.
We also ask that the funds used by the SPVM to carry out repressive practices like dismantling camps or arrests or issuing tickets, they be reallocated to community organizations. We also ask that the next administration adopts a municipal policy of social cohabitation that explicitly affirms the right of homeless people to occupy public space just like everyone else. And of course, we ask an end to the dismantling of tents, of encampments.
RAPSIM has not endorsed any specific candidates or a party in the Montreal municipal election, but hopes their advocacy will reach the ears of any campaigning candidates.
The main thing is to change the discourse and not to speak like them against us, and to speak like everybody is a citizen, so together we're going to find solutions, and together we're going to ask Quebec for solutions, we're going to ask Canada for solutions, and it's been done in other places, so why not in Montreal?
The major parties' platforms have all been released. They have been curated and can be read about on Election Montreal's website. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
Instructions I planned for Spectre to steal from the Russians their new lector decoding machine.
All I want is that lector.
All? Are you sure that's all you want?
What are you after? The girl and the lector?
Well, obviously it's a threat. And the bait is a cipher machine. A brand new lector.
A lector, no less. The CIA's been after one of those for years.
Well, I don't know too much about cryptography, sir, but Alecta could decode their top secret signals.
In any case, they couldn't possibly pass up even the slightest chance of getting their hands on the Alecta decoder. They have wanted one for years.
They were keeping you alive until you could get us the Alecta.
So you had me deliver it on a plate.
That's brilliant.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in this evening. I'm Haley.
And my name is Jason.
And you're listening to Lector Decoder
on CJLO 1690 AM or on CJLO.com. Haley, press the REM button.
Mm-hmm.
races not the racing race they spoke of.
everybody's friend. But in the end, even Romeo found on no one could he depend. For all his charms in someone else's arms, lonely girl safely lay. The train came in, it had to leave again, and Romeo pulled away.
Margins present Festival Flux, a Montreal experimental music festival taking place from October 1st to 11th. Festival Flux is a unique mix of concerts, workshops, roundtables, presentations, and publication launches, all configured around performance, place, and politics. You won't want to miss innovative artists such as Beam Splitter, Anne F. Jacques and Ryoko Okama, Bozzini Quartet, Andrew Cyril, Christina Warren, Violence Gratuite, Nada El Shazly, and more. For more information on the festival and how to get tickets, visit fluxmtl.org.
Hey radio listeners, have you ever wondered what your favorite characters would listen to? Better yet, imagined a soundtrack for your favorite movie or book? If the answer is yes, then tune into Something for the Mood every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM. I'm your host Zoe, and I invite you to explore a new topic with me through music both new and old, but always funky, each week. To quote the wise words of iconic duo Chibo Motto, you got to know your chicken. And if you do, you'll tune into Something for the Mood every week. See you all there.
Hello, this is Brian.
And Mikey.
And Pat.
From Weezer.
And you're listening to
CJLO.
Montreal! Yeah!
Oh.
so much empty love, just the way you are. Guessing me up in an empty bar, filling my cup with so much empty love, just the way you are. Guessing me up in an empty bar, filling my cup, just the way you are. Just the way you are. Too much fun to mess to you, with your head around my neck.
Take my trip.
Oh, hot track. You hot are track. Listening to Lector Decoder, CJLO 1690 AM. And by the way, I got a buddy here. He can't figure out how to set AM on his car radio. I tell you what you got to do, okay? You pull over the car to the side of the road, okay? You get on the browser on the middle console there. You go to CJLO.com. You listen to Lector Decoder right from your computer.
It's as easy as that.
You heard from REM, the great REM, Turn You Inside Out, on their ironically titled Green album. You look at that album? That thing's yellow, but it's called Green. Michael Shannon's cover band going on tour early next year. For all the REM fans out there, get your tickets now.
True.
Then we heard Romeo and the Lonely Girl off of the classic Jailbreak album by Irish superstars Thin Lizzy. Phil Lynott has remained tight-lipped about just who that lonely girl is. But my guess? Juliet. Punishment by the Hoodlum, Mac DeMarco, off of his guitar record. He'll be longboarding into town on December 7th at FKA Metropolis.
But don't forget, sold out. Don't get the people's hopes up.
Sold out show. Tough to get a ticket to Mac DeMarco. We heard Chlorine from Local Legends Tops off of their new record on the Ghostly International label.
And they're going
to
be in town too soon.
Check out that album, Bury the Key. It gets stuck in our heads all week long.
October 18th at the Beanfield, if you want to see them play.
Can't miss that show. Finally, we heard two songs, both called, get this, Pensacola.
What?
First one by Deer Hunter off of their 2013 record Monomania, and the great Ribbon Skirt from their new EP. You can get that one over at bandcamp.com or anywhere EPs are sold. This EP is a follow-up to their fantastic Bite Down, which was shortlisted for a Polaris Prize earlier this year. Today's topic, which is the best Pensacola? Is it one of those two songs, or do you have a third song, another song called Pensacola out there?
If you want to weigh in, please write to us at our email, lectordecoder.cjlo@gmail.com. That's Lector with a K.
L-E-K, like Cars for Kids. Last week, we asked you to email us about the most prescient or of-the-moment films. We got a few emails.
Yeah, who did we hear from, Jason?
We heard from Brian from DDO. He says that Planet of the Apes is the most prescient movie.
Sure. I heard from Debbie from Pierrefonds. She brought up Soylent Green, an interesting pick.
We got Mike from New York City. Wow. Mike from New York City says the movie that is the most prescient for today's time is Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
We don't need another hero. You know, that was the number one song in Canada, by the way. That's probably my favorite fun fact to pull out. That track's a banger. And finally, we also heard from Alan from Hawkesbury, who said The Maze Runner.
Maze Runner. Okay. Very negative tone for a lot of these movies that people are sending
people in. People are not liking the world we're living in right now.
I wonder why.
Our Concordia Club of the Week, of course, is the Quorum Club. Now, to start holding events, this group needs to meet Quorum, which they've been unable to do a number of sessions.
Okay.
So please come. It's been, how long has it been, Jason? Six years?
Six weeks or years. Yeah, it's been a long time.
They really just want to get things going, but they need quorum to do so. So please check out that club. Jason, I believe you have this week's sitcom history.
On this week in sitcom history, on October 7th, 1975, throwback sitcom Happy Days premiered a very special episode. Arthur Fonzarelli, a.k.a. the Fonz, played by the inimitable Henry Winkler, electrocuted himself while trying to fix the errant jukebox at Arnold's speakeasy. This caused a body swap with Tom Bosley's Howard Cunningham. Howard and the Fonz resolved to try and live out each other's lives to the best of their ability until they can figure out how to swap back. Particularly memorable was Fonzie's Howard seducing his wife Marion, suggesting they push the beds together for the first time. When Ralph Malph devises a machine to swap them back, Marion memorably interjects, "Can't we just wait one more night to swap back? Let's not rush into anything." That's Freaky Saturday, Season 3, Episode 5 of Happy Days. It no longer airs in syndication, but it lives on this week in sitcom history.
Wow. Really ties into our topic from last week, because it feels like that was ahead of its time for Happy Days.
Well, very prescient episode of Happy Days.
Lots of body swap movies, TV going on right now.
Now, Haley, I understand you've been checking out some local music.
Yep, that's right. I've been trying to, you know, get my face out there, go to local scenes, events, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And there was a great opportunity for that last weekend. I'm sure a lot of you listeners were there at the Tiny Fest.
Tiny Fest.
Which was, of course, put on by Worst Dad Ever, a local promoter and booker, as well as CJLO, our own host.
CJLO, 1690 AM or CJLO.com, where you can listen to Lector Decoder and all of our previous episode.
It's a great little three-day micro fest. I bought the three-day pass. It was very cheap, only $3.
Ooh.
And yeah, a great time. On the Friday, I saw a three-act bill at Petit Ours, used to be Ursa on Park Avenue. It was Never Better, Fruit Snack, and Clay Pigeon. And then on Saturday, me and my friend checked out a more punky, alt-y kind of show at, I always mix up the names, La Sala Rosa, the one upstairs.
So you did, you did two shows over the weekend.
I did two shows over the weekend, yeah.
I'm too old. I can't do it anymore. I go to one show, I'm in a hospital bed for a month.
Yeah. They go a little late, those things.
Yeah.
But it was a great time. And we're going to play some of those bands in our second half. Are we getting to that right now?
Ooh, I believe we are. Can't wait to hear that. What are we going to hear first?
We're going to start with, let me just make sure this is all queued up properly. We're going to start with a track from Clay Pigeon. This song's called Fine Line. But get this, this version is a Fruit Snack remix.
And remix!
Both those acts were playing the other night. So I thought, hey, it'd be cool to play this version. So this is Fine Line on Lectordecoder.
Lectordecoder.
I met a man at a bar. need a place to stay. I said, can't show up looking this way. Cause things fall apart like they always do. Yeah, really learn to embrace it. Yeah, really learn to embrace it.
The real thing, anything. dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Ashes to Ashes is your home for modern pop in all of its forms, whether it be synth pop, hyper pop, ambient pop, or anything else ending in pop. Along with Bops, the show features interviews and performances from an always growing list of emerging and established pop artists from both the local Montreal music scene and abroad. So tune in at 7 p.m. every Tuesday on CJLO 1690 AM and CJLO.com.
Hi, this is Jeff from Wilco, and you're listening to CJLO Montreal.
person can work up a mean thirst after a hard day of nothing much at all. The summer's past, it's too late to cut the grass. There ain't much to rake anyway in the fall. And sometimes I just ain't in the mood to take my place and back for loud mouths. You're like a picture on the fridge, it's never stocked with food. You used to live at home, now I stay at their house. And everybody wants to be special here. They call your name out loud and clear. Here comes a regular. Call out your name. Here comes a regular. Am I the only one here today? Well, a drinking buddy that's bound to another town. And once the police made you go away. And even if you're in the arms of someone's baby now, I'd take a great big whiskey to you anyway. And everybody wants to be someone's here. Someone's gonna show up, never fear. 'Cause here comes a regular. Call out your name. Yes, so here comes a regular. Am I the only one? Kneeling alongside old sad eyes, says opportunity knocks once and the door slams shut. All I know is I'm sick of everything that my money can buy. A fool will waste his life, God rest his guts. First the lights and the collar goes up and the wind begins to blow. Turn your back on a pay your back last call. First the grass and the leaves at last, here comes the snow. Ain't much to break anyway in the fall.
Wow. What a half. What a half. I'm Haley. This is Electro Decoder. We're just going to do a little quick recap of the songs we just heard. If you were listening before the break, we were talking a little bit about Tiny Fest, the show micro festival, I should say, put on by C. Jillo and Worst Dad Ever, that just happened this past weekend. And we were playing some songs from some of the artists I heard. So first you heard Fine Line, the Fruit Snack remix by Clay Pigeon, featuring Fruit Snack, of course. Then we heard Triple A, which is the latest single from Pool Girl, came out earlier this year. That was followed by Outside Inside by Montreal band Good Feeling. Then we heard Crop Circles by Liquid Mike from his recent album, Hell is an Airport. And then we left our local Montreal recent kind of band thing we were doing, and we heard an old track from Waxahachie, Blue Part 2, and then Here Comes a Regular, the Ed Stasium mix version by The Replacements.
Very important. If you're like me, you're an old head, you used to listen to Tim back in the day, you know that album did not have a good mix, okay? But this new Tim, the Ed Stasium mix, it changes everything. It will change your entire opinion on Here Comes a Regular, on the whole album, on all of Tim. Check it out.
It's impeccable. It's impeccable. And then the last song you just heard right there was 15 Minutes by Mike Kroll. A song about, what would you do if the world was going to end in 15 minutes? Would you come hang out with me?
Oh, yeah. I hope you tune in to Lector Decoder.
with your last 15 minutes.
CJLO, 1690 AM, CJLO.com.
All right, what segment are we on to now, Jason?
Haley, do you have a joke of the day for us this week?
I do have a joke of the day for you. Are you ready? You ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right, so there's three hunters, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're out in the country. They're doing some hunting.
Sure.
One of them goes off. He goes into the woods, and he comes back with a rabbit.
Rabbit.
And the other guys say, oh, how'd you find that rabbit? And they say, follow tracks, find rabbit.
Uh-huh.
Right? And the second guy, he goes off into the woods.
Uh-huh.
You know where this is going. Comes back with a deer.
Okay, deer.
And they say, oh, how'd you find that deer? And he says, well, follow tracks, find deer.
He's a bit like an artist we played earlier in the show, Deer Hunter.
He's a bit like Deer Hunter. Yeah. He's a deer hunter.
Yeah, sure.
Their guy goes off. He's like, all right, I can do this. Uh-huh. Seems easy peasy. He goes off. He's gone for a long time.
Sure.
A long time.
Oh, boy.
His friends are getting worried. And he comes back. He's very disheveled.
Uh-huh.
He's all torn up. His clothes are ripped into pieces. They say, what happened? He says, follow tracks, find train.
Train tracks.
He got hit by a train.
Train tracks, okay.
He was following the train tracks.
Yeah, great
joke, how
about
joke,
that?
Right?
Good joke. Joke of the day.
Right. We got to make a move on because our show's ending.
Oh, yeah.
We have some thank yous to say. Jason, you want to lead our thank yous?
Quick thank you to the striking students. Stand strong out there. We are in solidarity with you guys.
Terrence Young, once again, thank you very much for Russia with Love.
Special thanks to Lindsay Lohan.
Robert Irwin, a.k.a. Crocodile Jr., currently on a great run on Dancing with the Stars, I hear.
Crocodile Jr., yeah, big thank you to you. Robert Sean Leonard, the great McGill alumni.
For sure, the Radical Left.
Always got to thank the Radical Left.
And finally,
the Ville St. Pierre Ramblers. Go team!
Woo! Before we sign off, I just want to also invite you guys to send us your jokes. Send us new clubs here on campus. Send us random things you want us to say on air. LectorDecoder.cjillo@gmail.com. That's Lector with a K. We've also created an Instagram page. We really want you to contact us by email, but, you know, we might answer a DM.
No, don't send DMs. We're not answering them.
We'd rather not. But if you follow us, you'll get a reminder about the show. Finally, we want to end on a note about Jane Goodall. Unfortunately, she passed away recently. And
so
while
sad.
She's famous for chimps, her favorite animal actually a dog.
I get it, Jane. A lot of people think of me as a cat person, but I love spiders.
So in honor of Jane, we're going to leave you with a few seconds of I Love My Dog by Yusuf/Cat Stevens. For Lector Decoder, I'm Haley.
I'm Jason.
See you guys next
week.
I love my dog as much as I love you. But you may think my dog will always come through. All he asks from me is the food to give him strength. All he ever needs is love, and that he knows he'll get. So I love my dog as much as